What's up, everyone? It's Ray Garvin, host of the Destination Devi podcast. If you're waiting until after the NFL season to start your college scouting process, you're already behind the eight ball. There are hundreds of college football games on each and every Saturday, far too many to keep up with, along with following your favorite NFL teams. But don't worry, this show is designed for not only you hardcore Devi leaguers, but those of you who want to learn about the next group of potential NFL stars and get a leg up in your traditional dynasty leagues. We don't just talk about the big name college football guys. We hit on the small school value prospects who also have a shot to make it to the next level. If you want to position your dynasty team for short and long-term success, make sure you check out the DDP on DLF and all the other amazing shows DLF has to offer.
Let the games begin. Let the games begin.
Passed out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round. For AM lovers, oh that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the key for the win. Let the games begin.
Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Dynasty Game Night. We are here with some people, and we usually forget to introduce people, but we're going to do it now. I'm your host, Russ Fisher at Dynasty Outhouse. Let's start Rocky, because you were the original guest for this show anyway. So Rocky, introduce yourself.
I am Rocky Petrella, co-host of the Dynasty Junkies podcast, along with Dustin Church. Super pumped to be here. Love Dynasty, love games. Just hoping not
but
to embarrass
me. But you also love Knights.
I do love Knights as well.
You love Dynasty, you love games, and you love Knights. All right,
there perfect. You go. So it's a perfect pod for me. Just hoping not to embarrass myself. I know how good John is at this game, and Chase seems like a pretty smart guy. So hopefully I can get a few points here and there.
See, John just cheats. That's the thing you got to
know. I don't think you actually know how good I am if you're threatened by me. I don't know if you paid attention. No,
you definitely got you got off better with the fact that Matt couldn't make it tonight. And also we have the FF intervention himself, Chase.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? You guys can find me over there on Twitter at FF_intervention. I'm the host and creator of Fantasy Intervention itself. We are all over the place on Facebook, on Twitter, of course. And yeah, you guys can find our stuff at joinourcircle_. Once again, that's joinourcircle_. We had to put an underscore after that because some knitting company actually took joinourcircle and they haven't used it in like 15 years. So if you guys want to find some knitting stuff, just go to joinourcircle. If you guys want to find fantasy football, at joinourcircle_. And then, of course, we have Some Yards Are Better Than No Yards, founder of that, where we're teaching kids with special needs how to play fantasy football. And then, last but not least, we have, I guess, all these different things going on underneath Fantasy Intervention with quick shots and with nature talks and all that other stuff. So we got a bunch of stuff going on. It's a lot of fun, guys. Check us out at joinourcircle_.
Yeah, Chase got stuff. And then there's John Bosch. Say hi, John.
Hi, John.
Yeah, nobody else. No one cares about anything else. Okay, so we have games.
Not even going to acknowledge that I was the stereotype smartass, not funny person.
Past,
Jesus.
Yes, I'm absolutely moving right past that until you just let me go. We're going.
Good night, Kevin.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
It's a Christmas movie quote, so Russ.
I don't get it. I don't know.
Of course not. Of course not.
What, are you going to quote Elf at me now?
No, that's Home Alone. Come on, you at least know what Home Alone is. Say goodnight, Kevin. Goodnight, Kevin.
At this point, the only thing I remember from Home Alone is you're such a disease because you talk with Matillo all the time. Yeah.
Yes.
That's pretty much it. All right. So as I was saying before, I was so rudely interrupted by John who just ran away. We have games tonight. We have three games tonight. We have the name game because, let's face it, I'm hosting the show. We're playing a name game. We have Apex Predator, which is a game where you have to name people that were at the top of the week, their weeks in their respective positions. And we have a trade game. So Rocky, since you again were the original person of the only of these three that were supposed to be on this show, which let's face it was absolutely my fault. This was supposed to come out after week one.
This was definitely your fault. Your other co-host worked so hard to try and make things happen, Russ.
Yeah, I asked John to host it for 3 weeks, and he just conveniently forgot about it. Yeah, this was supposed to be like right after week one, so it was really fun to update the trade values and see how much they've changed in 6 weeks.
I can imagine.
It was, yeah, I had to change a couple of names around. But yeah, Rocky, since you are the only person that was really supposed to be here, why don't you pick which game we're going to play first? Name game, Apex Predator, or trade game?
I can't wait for the Antonio Brown trade game part.
I'll go with, I always love the name game the best out of all of them. So let's go with the name game first.
Yeah, it's always like, do we get the best? Do we do the best first, or we just save the best for last? Do we keep them on the hook, or, you know?
But hey, I guess they've already downloaded at this point, so we're fine.
Yeah, it's true. The numbers are all we care about. Download and delete. We don't care. As long as those numbers keep spiking, that's why DLF pays us so much. Oh, yeah, we're a DLF family podcast.
There you go.
Man, we
Wahoo.
That's the one reason, like, I love my show. Like, I have such a routined intro that I know what to say, but here we're just like, I don't know, just say something, and then I forget everything.
I mean, literally, if we ever did the show, you'd have a routine.
Yeah. For some reason, you just keep letting me host, and I make shit up as I go along. Okay, so the name game. We have an overall theme, and within that theme, you are going to have to take the answer to a hint and an NFL player and sort of meld those names together. One of my favorites for the first time I was on, where John conveniently took away the only Hanukkah-themed name game, where the answer was Menorah Mari Cooper, which I will forever remember that because he hits me with elf over and over again, which I saw once. Yeah, sure. So that's what you need to do. You need to mix the end of a word into a player's name or the other way around. If I read the clue first, that goes first, the player second, the player second. If I read the player first, which I'm going to give you the division and position. So that other one would have been, you know, candles for Hanukkah and NFC East wide receiver, Menorah Mari Cooper. Got it?
Yeah. This is always a lot clearer when we play it than when you try to explain it.
Explaining is freaking awful, but for some reason we feel the need to do it anyway.
It's the Wheel of Fortune before and after game.
There Except it's not right. because they don't mix together.
And you guys say that every time.
I stop saying it. That's why I try and give an example, because it's absolutely wrong saying it's the Wheel of Fortune game. But okay, we're just going to dive into it, and you'll figure it out as you go along. And Chase was saying, like, he actually did homework and, like, started binging the show to try and figure this stuff out. So
dude, he understands. This name game hurts my brain. Like, I already have almost every guy for the Apex Predator game, like, written down for all the way up to wide receivers. But I can't do this name thing. Like, it just doesn't work that way.
Well, hope you get lucky. All right. So the way the scoring works, the way the scoring works, if you get it without any hints, you get 3 points. You can ask for a hint, and then you guys talk amongst yourself whether you want a hint for the clue or a hint for the player. And if you want a hint for the player, I'll give you the team he's on. One clue, you get 2 points. Two clues, you get 1 point. Whew. Okay, let's get started. So the theme for tonight's name game is NFL nicknames. John just sunk his head in defeat already. None of these are difficult. And let's go. All right. So first, Chad Johnson and AFC South wide receiver.
AFC South?
Mm-hmm. And now by the way, just scream your name out as a way to buzz in if you know the answer. And now you see how much time we actually edit out.
I know. AFC South.
Oh, Chase.
Go.
Ocho Cincooks. Oh, do I need the first name too?
Your full name.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Let me I'll, get go, that I'll go. I'll go. Oh, Rocky. Is there poetic license here?
Nope.
Okay, sorry, Rocky.
Oh, there's no poetic license, and I'm out.
maybe there is a little. I don't know. Just go for it, Rocky.
I was going to say Ocho Cincori Davis.
That's what I was going to say too.
Is that poetic license?
I would say so. Co and core are different sounds, but okay.
All right. Well, Matt's not here to yell at me, so 3 points to Rocky.
So yes, yeah, there's woo-hoo. Poetic license involved.
I at least didn't get an offer.
Next, we have Marshawn Lynch and AFC North wide receiver?
Rocky.
Go.
Beast mode Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Beast mode. That's right.
Seriously, John?
Seriously, Russ, I don't get fucking fantasy points for it. I don't give a shit. I don't know how many times I had to tell you. Literally nothing matters but fantasy points to me.
Fun should matter, John. Fun should matter.
Do you know what's fun, Russ?
Oh, God, shut up. No.
Fantasy points are fun.
Yeah, the point this week to have fun. Well, winning's fun. Shut up.
Yeah. Winning is fun. It is extremely fun.
You're the worst.
It's the most there is. It's the most fun thing you can do in a league is win it.
Actually,
the most fun thing you can do is win it to the point where you crush everyone else's soul in it. That's even more fun. Russ just hates me.
It's true. I really, really do. Moving on. We have Darren McFadden, an NFC East wide receiver.
Oh wait, I actually remember his.
Don't turn.
What was the wide receiver?
Darren McFadden and NFC East wide receiver.
Oh, crap. East. John.
Go.
Yeah, I don't know the nickname.
Run DMC D Lamb.
Run DMC D Lamb.
I did not remember Run DMC.
I don't know why I remember that, to be honest.
This is the most silent I've ever been on a podcast my entire life.
So the real trick to this game is, even if you don't know answers, just keep talking, because otherwise you just sit there sad. It's the honest truth. Like, because some people, like, they're just afraid to talk otherwise, so they just
I'll sit there sad during Apex Predator, so that's okay.
Oh, you really will, because don't forget, this was supposed to be week one, so it has nothing to do with this season.
Definitely will. You could make it week, what are we in, week nine now? You could make it week eight. I honest to God would struggle.
Oh, right, now this is week one that we're going to be covering?
No, this is last year we're going to be covering.
It's going to be – you don't know. You don't know what it's going to be covering. That's why I laughed when you said you wrote down everything already. Because you don't know what it's going to be yet.
Yeah, I was letting that go.
Well, he said this week.
I just laughed.
Oh, God. I didn't watch enough episodes.
I don't think you watched any episodes.
If you want to take a break so you can binge a couple more, then we'll wait.
Let me get right back to it.
Okay, so here we go.
I'm dead at that point.
This one's player first. We have NFC North wide receiver and Mike Alstott.
What was his? NFC North.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one for me.
Yeah.
I don't remember the nickname. It's something close. Like, I feel like I have the area, but I can't remember the exact nickname.
Chase taking the talking advice.
Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. I don't want to sit there sad. All right.
I'm with you. I don't know the nickname, so I'm kind of clueless right now. Should we get a clue? Speaking of clueless.
Yeah, I think we're all going to need the nickname clue if you got one.
Sure. It is the letter of his first letter of his last name and a mode of transportation.
Oh.
Come on. I barely watched football while Mike Alstott played, and I still know his
Rocky.
Nickname. Go.
Kenny Galladay Train?
Yes, it is.
Ah, yes. Oh, I was going backwards. I was trying to think of something. A-Train something.
Yeah. I said player first.
No. You did. I definitely wasn't looking right.
You definitely just weren't listening, because I know you never listened to me.
I didn't write it down in the right order on my sheet. this is why I write it down. It didn't work out for me.
So we have two left, and the score is Rocky 8 and John 3. So John has to get the next two of them without any hints for Rocky not to win this.
That's not how it's going to work. I'm going to try and tie this bad boy up.
You're the worst. The worst.
Oh, God. My brain hurts already, and we haven't even gotten into it.
Yeah, just be thankful I don't have an ADP game set up, because, well, you guys would win that. John would absolutely lose that.
Yeah,
I suck at ADP, too, so I'd be right there with John.
Oh, my God, so I'm so glad I didn't do an ADP game. It would just go awfully.
Yeah. I'm all about the numbers, baby.
There you go. Well, there's no numbers in this one. It is Doug Martin and NFC East wide receiver.
Oh, John.
Go.
Wait, no. I kind of want to get 2 points on this, but I know the answer. Muscle Hamp Sterling Shepherd.
I just figured it out right after you said your name.
Oh, I forgot about
that. Uh-oh. Comes down to this one.
Nobody right. answer on the first try. I want to get it with a clue.
I'm answering on the first try if I know it, John.
If John ties it, Chase wins.
That's fair.
Oh, all right, man.
So here we go.
That's definitely in the mail. Fair.
All right, so John, write this down. Player first.
Okay, gotcha.
AFC West wide receiver and Lambeau Field.
Rocky.
Go.
Ooh, good job.
Hunter Renfrozen
yes,
Tundra.
Nice job.
Yes, it is. Rocky wins the game 11-6-0.
Okay. I can exit this happy now because I got at least one game.
All right, you could leave now. Go ahead. Bye.
Okay.
All right.
See you. Bye, Rocky.
All right. Well, since Rocky wins, he gets to pick the next game. Do you want to do Apex Predator or Trade Game?
I don't lo- the, I don't think I like the trade game, so I'm not great with the calculator values, which is I think how that works. Correct?
Analyzer. Yeah.
I can't use my own.
I'm sorry. Analyzer.
I can't really use my own values for you
yeah.
guys.
So I'll go Apex Predator.
It's a DLF family of podcasts. The DLF. Analyzer.
I'm not that familiar with that one. Let's just go with that one and see how it goes.
All right. So Apex Predator.
Like I said, I originally made this before week one, so this. I was going to make a joke that, you know, we didn't even know if this season was going to happen. So let's just talk about last season again. But, you know, we're in week 8. So that joke doesn't really land the same way it would have been. But here's what we're going to do. We have 4 positions that we care about in fantasy football. Quarterback, wide receiver, running back, tight end, and even tight end's a little iffy sometimes.
I think you'd say kicker.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Can you name a kicker?
Obviously, assuming super flex if we care about quarterback, even.
Correct.
And it must Hopper, be a tight end. It must be tight end premium if we care about tight ends.
I love tight end premium.
I love tight end.
Tight end premium is the best. John hates tight end premium. That's why we rub it in.
Oh, tight ends are the best, man. How could you not have a
tight end premium? I find it hilarious.
John's an ass if you haven't learned that yet.
Dude. I thought it was funny because in one of my leagues, somebody was like sitting there offering me, you know, some mid-range guy for, you know, Johnny Smith. And I'm like, you do realize that the points in a tight end premium league in the one that we're in is equal to the RB9 on the season, right? Like, this is not like you cannot offer me a Henry Ruggs for Johnny Smith or for Hockenson. Like, you need to offer me an RB1 if that's going to take place.
If John hates tight end premium, he must really love 2 tight end leagues.
Oh, I would never play in tight end.
Everybody seems to hate 2 tight ends.
It's not that I hate tight end premium. It's that I laugh at how much people then overvalue tight ends.
Yeah.
Unless they're flex worthy, they're still not getting any more points than it matters.
Right, but that's not the point of what we're here for. So,
no, that's a whole different podcast where we discuss.
I'll talk to you about that later.
We discuss actual strategies.
Yeah, there's no strategy to this game.
Johnny
None
Smith
of that here.
Is flex worthy, Chase. That's the difference. He can get in there in the flex.
And Hawk.
Although not the last fucking couple weeks. He's me. Damn it, John.
We'll talk about that later because I could talk about that all day.
I'm a big John Smith fan, so no we're going to keep it.
He's burning me in leagues. It's killing me.
Because Lewin went out. So they've been using him to actually
block
more often.
It's really annoying.
But he can't do that, so just let him run.
I know. Just let him go be a fucking wide receiver. That's all I care about.
He's actually been pretty good with blocking percentages so far.
Doesn't matter. I don't get points for that.
Yeah, I'm with John on this one.
I know.
I'm rarely with John.
I don't agree. I don't like it. I have Johnny Smith everywhere. I'm just saying. This is what they're doing. I don't like it.
The only thing that matters, though, is getting me points. I'm a selfish bastard.
Yes, you are.
So much shit to that guy that offered me the mid-round pick in the next 2 games. Johnny Smith puts up fucking like 10 fantasy points total after he put up 50 over the previous 2 weeks.
I mean, it's for right now, it's actually not a bad idea to offer Ruggs for Tonyu Smith. Yeah. That would probably be a good offer.
This was back 2 weeks ago, okay? 2 weeks
Correct. Ago. 2 weeks ago, that's a bad move.
So Apex Predator, the way this works is, we're talking about last season.
God, we still have to play this game?
You feel free to leave, John. No, leave. I'll miss you.
I'll just mentally leave.
Oh, you've been checked out since we started. All right, so the way this works
is... That's very, very true.
I have written down for all 16 weeks of last year who the top scorer at each position was every week.
Oh.
You are going to pick one position, Rocky, since just keep start thinking. Since you, again, you won last game, you'll get to pick. And we will go in a circle. You get a point for everyone you name. If you get three wrong, you are out.
And to go one, like each person once, or I have to go like keep going? No. So I
it'll go
one.
It'll go Rocky, John, Chase.
Okay.
So remember, quarterbacks. Oh, this is, I mean, it's Superflex 4-point touchdowns. So you're going to give me a name of someone, any quarterback you thought was the quarterback one in any week from last year.
Okay.
Oh, but, not the final result. It's in each week.
Yes. If, you know, if some random backup came in and was the QB one that week, that guy's name's on the list.
Okay. Wow.
We're doing like starting with QBs then?
Yeah. Well, no, you choose.
I'll start with QB.
All right. So name a QB you think at one point last year was the QB one for the week.
Lamar Jackson.
Yes, he was. Lamar Jackson, actually, week 10 and 12. And one. 110 and 12.
I can't even remember who was quarterback for some teams last year, probably.
Yeah, getting to start was an advantage because I'm not sure if I'll get definitely get any of the other ones.
But you have to go a second time first also.
So. Okay. I keep going until I get one wrong. Okay.
There's advantage. No. We wrap around, right?
Okay. We go around, right? It's or John now.
Wait, we don't bid? I thought we don't bid an Apex Predator for how many we can get?
No, that's BS.
Oh, okay. Maybe Matt combined it at one point.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
So someone else is up now?
Yep. John goes now.
Oh, I go now. Well, fuck, let's go Mahomes. I feel like I should be okay with that.
Yes, you are, in fact, okay with that. Patrick Mahomes.
I made it! Woo! Second round, baby!
Actually, only once in week two, it looks.
I barely made it. I'm still safe.
All right, Chase, you're up.
Dak Prescott.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Dak Prescott, week 11.
Yep, I remember that.
Rocky,
week.
Back to you.
I believe he played the Jacksonville Jaguars or something.
Mahomes for you. And Dak were the other two I had.
the two.
After this, that's a total crapshoot for me.
I mean, Eli Manning was a starter last year, if I recall. I'm pretty sure he started some games. I'm just saying, in case you're wondering.
I will go with.
Oh, I just remembered one that I think that might be forgotten.
I have no idea if this is right, but it seems like he might have gone off one week. Russell Wilson.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely went off.
That's what he does.
Do you think Kyle Rush is going to do anything quarterback based that doesn't give a little Russ praise? I mean, come on.
Yep, Russell Wilson week three or two. Sorry, I don't remember what I said. I already deleted it. But yes, 1 week, Russell. No, 2 weeks and week 9. Go Russell Wilson.
There you go.
Yeah, he had a few explosive plays in the game when Jadeveon Clowney was not in yet or wasn't healthy.
God, I'm trying to think about like what players were out all year to make sure I don't pick them.
John can't even remember who played quarterback, and Chase is remembering specific examples as to why these people.
Oh no, I've got no. I have some answers. I mean, I have some answers.
All right, so let's hear one.
Oh, it's up to me now. That sucks. Man, I have one that, like, I know for sure, but I'm going to go Watson. That feels easy. I'm going to save my other one for later. Cause I have one that I think is a little under the radar.
Week 5, Deshaun Watson. Chase.
Oh man, this makes it tough for me now.
You can pass.
Oh, can I?
You technically can, but you know, you don't get a point and other people get to keep guessing.
Oh wait. So you actually can pass? This isn't like a one strike and you're out kind of thing. I probably should have paid attention during the rules. Is this the three strikes and you're out kind of thing?
Three strikes and you're out kind of thing.
Okay.
I didn't invent this.
Is it three strikes or is it one?
It's three.
Okay. If it's three, then I'm cool. I'm going to go with Matt Ryan.
Yes. Matt Ryan, week 6.
I was a little bit nervous. I had three different guys I was picking between. So I was like, What's the extent of this? How many weeks do we have now?
Well, there's 16 weeks. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 quarterbacks left.
Yeah, but, okay, so we don't have – I need to write down the actual amount of weeks.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks, five quarterbacks.
I thought one quarterback had 3 weeks.
Right, but they're remaining. There are seven weeks
remaining. Nine.
Sorry. My fault. Misunderstood that.
Rocky.
I am going to go because everyone was saying in the offseason about how he was doing so well before he got hurt. I figured he must have had one QB 1 week. Stafford.
Good. I was going to say I did not have him written down. I forgot him.
I had him in my list. Thank you. Well,
there you go. I was about to say you can cross that one off. So we have our first. Whoops, I put it in the wrong column. John, you almost got an X undeservedly.
That seems fair.
Yeah, probably. But you're up, though.
I'll say Josh Allen.
You should not say Josh Allen because that's not correct. So there you go. You do get the X. I should have just left it there.
All right. I'm going to have to pull in the – all right. I'm done guessing guys that – like he felt like he should be a shoo-in, but – I guess not. Guess he never popped last week.
If we did this year, he probably had one.
I kind of felt like he had some last year too, but I guess not.
I'm going to say Carson Wentz.
Well, 3 X's in a row. You guys are pretty embarrassing right now.
Wasn't one of my original two. So we probably have these two.
Yeah, I've got some that I'm saving that I know are in there. But they're lesser known ones.
I don't know what John's talking about. Like, these aren't. Just go, Rocky. You go.
Hoping he had a week where he didn't throw a ton of picks and went off. Jameis.
Yes, that's one of the ones that I had written down. Is the
Jameis Winston actually had 2 weeks? He had week 4 and week 15.
I had him written down as who people are going to forget. Good job, Rocky.
Yeah, thanks.
All right,
I forgot.
Fitzpatrick, week 13.
Yeah, nice. I'm gonna have to just bust out. You took Jameis. I better use Fitz before he gets taken too.
How many are left?
3 quarterbacks and 4 weeks.
Kirk Cousins.
Nope. That's the second X for Chase. We're 3-3-2. Chase has 2.
So that's me now, right?
Yep, Rocky's back up.
Drew Brees.
Yes, sir. Drew Brees, week 14.
That was stupid. Not on you guys. That was mine.
Why are you calling him stupid? That's not the way that works.
I'm gonna go Tannehill.
You should not have gone Tannehill.
Damn it!
I think his biggest finish was second overall.
I know he like came on at the end, so. I'm grasping at straws here. I will fully admit. At that point, I'm guessing. So,
all right. So John has 3 points and 2 X's. Rocky has 4 points and 1 X. Chase has 2 points and 2 X's.
I'm proud of my performance here. To be honest, I got 3 of them. So, like, I feel okay.
It's between these two guys for me. I'm gonna go with Minshew Mania. I feel like he had to have 1 week in there, but I don't remember.
Ooh,
nope.
I completely forgot he was a quarterback still. Oh, good. He wasn't in.
Yep. Chase is eliminated.
I'm done. Done, fellas.
All right.
I got another guy that I remember.
Forgot who that quarterback was, to be honest.
I got another guy that I remember. People have said he's gone off for big weeks and sucked the rest of the year. So, Daniel Jones.
Daniel Emmer Effer Jones. That gives Rocky the win for the quarterbacks.
No way.
Wait, he had
one finish?
Yeah, because he has 5. You have 3.
Oh, I can't come back. All right. My next guess was going to be Rodgers.
Rodgers is in fact
the one.
Yeah. Daniel Jones was week 8.
Oh, nobody
and
said Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers was week 7.
He was pretty shitty last year, but
it was a 4 or 5 touchdown performance. I thought somebody already said it.
See, Chase remembers specific games, but he was the first out.
I think too much. I don't pay attention to everything going on around me, I guess.
All right. Well, since Rocky, you won that round, why don't you go and pick another position?
I will go with running back.
Okay. Running back, we have 13 names. And let's just, since that's the same order of when you know, the finish of last time. We're going to go in the same exact order. Rocky, John, assuming John puts his headset back on by the time it's his turn, then Chase.
And so, I'll start with Christian McCaffrey.
Absolutely. Nice and easy. CMC weeks 1, 5, 9, and 11. So yeah, everyone else is probably just a one-off at this point because. All right. John doesn't have his headset back on. So Chase, you go.
We just
skipped you because you didn't have your headset on.
I'm going Dalvin Cook.
Yep. Dalvin Cook was week 2. So far, John, we have Christian McCaffrey and Dalvin Cook off the board.
So I'm going third in this round. All right. Okay. We're doing running backs week 1 last year. Oh, man. Aaron Jones.
Yes, sir. Aaron Jones, week 8.
Aaron Jones was the one I absolutely knew was definitely had one of them.
He only had 1 week last year?
Wow. Kind of feels weird.
Yeah, that's actually really weird.
There's going to be like a – oh, I don't want to say the name.
That's me?
There's going to be like a fucking Nyheim Hines or something shit on this list, isn't there?
I'm sure there will be.
I will neither confirm nor deny.
I have.
I'm hoping it's not actually Nyheim Hines. I'm just saying like there's going to be somebody like him that
I have two of those names. List.
It's going to be gross.
All right, well, it's Rocky's turn.
I'm not going to that realm yet, but I'll guess Derrick Henry.
Yes, sir. Derrick Henry, week 10.
Damn it, I had just written Henry's name down.
You can just cross that out because he's gone.
I did cross it out.
All right, you're up, Chase.
I'm going to go with Josh Jacobs.
Ooh. No, sir. Oof. All right, John.
Oh, Chase, I think this is – I don't want to do it, but these are the first – when I started thinking of the – oh, fuck it. Alvin Kamara, I'm going to go easy first.
Yep, Alvin Kamara, week 3.
I have a couple written down too, Chase, that I think are crazy weird, but I think they're right.
All right, so Rocky, weird. Back to you.
I think I played them both in the wrong weeks too.
I'm going to try another obvious name.
That stands out when you say that.
I'm going to try another obvious name and hope they did it. Had some big playoff, fantasy playoff games. Saquon.
Week 16, actually. Oh. Yeah.
Actually, I was thinking he was shit all year. Not shit, but never got that.
I just remember that was kind of the narrative at the end of the year. He sucked all year, and then he in the playoffs, he still had him. Doing, yeah.
That's right. I should think back. I might remember what players fucked me over at the end of the year.
Right, well, clearly, we're putting the illicit tag on this episode.
Do we not always? Have that? What's illicit? Just a word. Just a word.
Chase.
Nick Chubb.
Yes, sir. Nick Chubb, week 4. John.
Oh, me.
Yes, you.
Kenyon Drake.
Yep. Kenyon Drake. Week 15.
I had him down too.
Was that one of your that was one of my I don't think people are gonna remember it, but
yeah, the
I'm not
same
writing
thing
name.
With me. I was holding that one in reserve.
Yeah, I'm busy not paying attention and not writing down names.
Rocky, back to you.
How about I'm pretty sure this guy hasn't been said, and it's also obvious. I don't know if he did it, though. Ezekiel Elliott.
No, he did not have.
What?
Yep.
All right, cross that name off. I'm glad I wasn't the one to do it.
I think he had a bunch of RB2 and RB3 finishes throughout the year, but I don't think he ever finished.
Never had an RB1 finish?
I know, it's kind of crazy.
He still produces, what, like a top 6 or top 7 overall, but.
Yikes.
He could never crack that at RB1.
I wish I had said no.
All right. This one's tough for me because I have two guys that are really close, and I think one of them only went off in the playoffs. I'm going to go with – I'm just going to say Mostert, although I think he's a playoff guy.
He must have been because he is not on the list.
Yeah. I think it was the semifinals of the playoffs.
I did have him on my list too, Chase, as someone to guess later.
All right. I'm going to go with the guy that I think did it actually the week after Drake did it, or maybe the week before. I can't remember the order.
Hopefully the week before because you already got the person who did it the week after.
Okay. Oh, shit. Well, in that case, you shouldn't have told me that. I'll still say it, though, because now I think it might be wrong.
Chase Edmonds had a huge week at one point.
Yeah, in week seven.
Yeah.
Was it the week before Drake?
I was literally writing it down as you said
before
that.
Drake.
Okay. Like they went they both had huge weeks when
so that one was right?
Yeah. And then he got hurt.
Chase Edmonds week seven.
Ken and Drake came in and
Kenyon Drake got hurt. Chase had a giant game, and then Chase got hurt.
The hell, it's not been fucking shaken. The other none of like what the hell? Oh well.
Okay. John's drunk already. Rocky, you're up.
I am not drunk. Wow.
Okay. I am going to guess.
That's going to get on my computer. I got to clean that up.
Because he went off in the second half last year. Joe Mixon.
No, sir.
Devin, I'm about to go out on this. I almost want to name my sleeper guys, but I'm pretty sure that they both finished up as running back twos, not running back ones.
Hey, all you need is 1 week of having a running back one.
Yeah, but they both played limited snaps. That's the issue.
Did I miss anybody?
No. Chase is stalling.
Okay.
So
I'm okay with that. Good job. Thank you, Chase.
I'm tilting
please,
hard
please continue until I get the rest of this beer poured.
Oh, man. I don't know. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm going to say it anyways. Tevin Coleman.
No, not Tevin Coleman at all. So that is your third X, and you are out.
Oh!
All right, well.
Thank you for saying that, though.
Oh, why? Oh, my God, no. Did he really?
Do not shush. You be quiet, sir.
You say it right now. Say it right now. It's your turn.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
I think it's John's turn.
Jeffrey fucking Wilson Jr.
No.
At one point, he had like three touchdowns in a game.
Yeah, right? Touchdowns.
He had three touchdowns like last week.
Last year he had two or three touchdowns, but yeah. So did Tevin Coleman the week before that, and then Tevin Coleman got hurt.
Oh, that's right, Tevin Coleman had a 14
the week after.
I think Tevin Coleman had a 4 TD game last year. I remember that.
Yeah,
that's why I was all over
Tevin Coleman pre 2019. That's the only good game he had.
The only reason I said Jeffrey Wilson, I can't believe he went with all the other 49ers running backs. So I mean, but literally, I did actually think Jeffrey Wilson might be right.
All right, Rocky. You're on two X's.
Okay.
Wait, I'm only on one.
You're only on one. John might win this one.
Uh-oh. I like this one. Life. Hopefully it's right. Austin Eckler.
Yes, sir. Austin Eckler, week 14.
Good job.
Oh, God, that was smart.
Who was the Chiefs guy that everybody hates? Something Williams. Damian Williams.
Nope. That's everyone hates him for the right reason because he'd never had a running back 1 week.
No, he had, but I bet he had some that were up there at the top. Like,
yeah, probably
out of nowhere.
All right, so we are tied with 4 points and two X's.
Yeah, you might be winning it here, John, because I'm just going to be pulling something out of my ass here. Because
I threw out fucking Jeffrey Wilson.
Hey, before you give the answer, both these guys give it wrong. Before you give the answer, can I just give my other two?
Well, when they're after.
Afterwards.
First off, how dare you?
I think he means before Russ gave the answers once we're done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
because you're about to both get eliminated right now. That's what he's saying.
Literally can't even remember the running backs for some of these teams next year.
I'm going to say right now, two of them are not very surprising.
That doesn't help. I have two names that are not surprising names written down. That
it's Rocky's turn. So don't say anything.
It is my turn, and I am trying to talk and stall while I decide which one I'm going to take.
3, 2, 1, go.
I don't think this is right, but I'm just going to say it. Chris Carson.
No.
Yes.
Oh, that was a good guess, though. That was a really good guess. They tried it last year.
I have two more names written down, and they play in the same state.
I have two other ones, too. I hope they're not right either. Because then I'll be pissed that I didn't say them.
Well, I mean, this is going to end in a tie unless John gets it right now.
Yep.
That's true.
I'm going to throw out God, there's probably some fucking Rams running back that like went off for crazy numbers. I'm going to go with Miles Sanders.
Nope.
You said some Rams running back as if Todd Gurley wasn't there.
Okay,
right.
So right now, everybody's out, but John has four, Rocky has four, and Chase has two. Let's go quick around, try and see if we can get a winner. Chase, go.
I kind of want to say Todd Gurley now, just because of the fact that we didn't call out Todd Gurley, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
No, I'm going to get Todd Gurley.
Can I
right, Todd Gurley? You should not have gone Todd Gurley because he's not there.
Mike Allstott.
Don't badmouth the A train.
Did Eric the enemy play running back last year for somebody?
He coached running back for somebody.
John, right. Go.
We cannot design games where we have to think about the past for us. You know this does not.
This would have been not that much.
I thought we were talking about this year. Like I forgot about that.
Oh wait, that's true. This game was supposed to be played like 2 months ago.
Yeah, it was absolutely supposed to be played 8 weeks ago.
We're still on the same show sheet.
Come on, seriously, these aren't complicated names.
Who are good running backs? Are we just in a free for all? Say whatever you want to say at this point. Like,
what? Okay, what how about this? AFC South.
Oh, what, you're gonna give him a hint?
I had a guess.
No.
Fournette.
Yeah.
Oh, good guess. Oh yeah, duh. He was on the Jags, and he actually put up really good numbers last year.
Yes, he did.
That's right.
That was the other guy I was thinking of when I said Carson too.
Right. Who else he got, Chase?
He's kind of fucking terrible.
I got two shots in the dark. I'm gonna go. I think DeAndre Washington was second and third finishing out on the year.
What?
No, he was. He was second and third overall for the running back. I don't think he got first, but I'm gonna say DeAndre Washington.
Nope.
No way.
Yeah, he was second and third. I don't know what kind of score.
Oh, I have to guess again? Holy crap. Did Kareem Hunt come in and have like a massive game at some point?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
Rocky.
I still have other names, so
James Conner.
Yes, sir. James Conner.
That was written on my. Remember when I said they play? I have two names and they play in the same state. I said Miles Sanders.
So why didn't you say Conner then?
Well, because I didn't fucking know, so I just guessed.
My last one.
I think I would have won the game if I'd have guessed Conner.
All right. Well, Rocky's technically going to win because I'm not letting John win. Okay.
Sure,
so
in the night, that sounds Mike right.
Boone? Mike Boone.
No.
Oh, man.
James White.
Oh, sure.
White.
There's the Naheem.
I think that's the one. Yeah, that's the one we never would have gotten.
Yep, that makes sense.
Is that the only one we didn't say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to do wide receivers next, and if Rocky wins, we're not going to do tight end because you guys are clearly awful at this game.
He hasn't won the game, that's right.
What do you mean we're awful?
Multiple positions, that's right.
Yes, and if Rocky wins this game, he does win the night, and that's embarrassing for you, John, because this is a first-time guy. And you're not supposed to lose to the first time.
Yeah, guys. I'll be super embarrassed. Let me tell you.
You look embarrassed already.
I'll probably lose sleep over it.
Wide receiver is going to be tough because. Never mind. Go ahead.
All right, so we are going to go same order: Rocky, Chase, John. So Rocky, you get to go first.
I'm so glad I get to go.
Okay,
last.
I can guarantee you it was not an Eagles receiver any week.
There's one that should be super obvious because.
Stop!
I got one for my first guess.
Ocho really good. I've been told.
Michael Thomas.
You want to hear something crazy?
Yes.
Michael Thomas finished the season as wide receiver one with 5 points per game more than Chris Godwin, the next guy.
And
Michael Thomas never had a wide receiver one.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're an idiot, Rocky. I can't believe you would have guessed him first. What a fool. I never would have guessed Michael Thomas crosses off the Twitch.
That's insane.
Right?
Yeah. Like, not just he was the one overall, like you said, not just one overall, but he was like the dominant one overall. Yep.
Yes.
He's just overall consistent. He had wide receiver one performances, I believe, in all 16 weeks when it comes to fantasy.
Huh. Yes.
And top five finishes in every week, but he wasn't actually the wide receiver one in any week.
Yep.
But the obvious one.
I was shocked when I
saw that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Shocked.
They never had to pass that much because they were always winning. That defense was so dominant. So it actually reduced Michael Thomas's snaps
so
to roll.
So many points, though. Like,
I don't disagree, but he just never.
That's insane.
He never had that breakout performance. He never had like three touchdowns in a game, I don't think. He had like two touchdowns
max. I'm so glad I didn't have to go first on this because I definitely would have said Michael
Thomas. Am I next or is John?
Yeah, you're up, Chase.
All right, Chris Godwin.
Yeah, I totally said that name by accident, but yeah, Chris Godwin.
Yeah, I mean, either way, I had that one already written down.
Chris Godwin, week 4 and 12.
I'm gonna say Michael Thomas because I don't believe you. No, I'm kidding.
You're right. He's there. I'm sorry, Rocky. You keep that X, but John, you get the point.
I really feel like Michael Thomas should have been right.
I checked two different sites. I checked MFL for where I was looking, and then I went to like Fantasy Pros or something else like that, just to make sure I wasn't crazy.
Yep. True story.
At least not for that reason. Oh, man, that guy was hurt for a bunch. Ooh, I don't know.
Well, that's why he got so many criticisms for just running slants. It's because he got underneath passes the entire game.
Yeah, whatever works.
What did – Chase, who did you say? I'm sorry.
Godwin.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, cross. All right. Nuke.
No.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for saying that, John, because that was going there.
Right up there with Michael Thomas.
Yeah. What a bunch of idiots. Never would have guessed that one.
What a bunch of idiots we are.
Yes, because you actually, there are 13 other wide receivers, 14 if you include Chris Godwin. So
my apologies for, you know, guessing one of the best. You know, clearly that was out of line.
Yes, absolutely was. And I accept your apology. Rocky, you're up.
These are the first two names I wrote down, MT and Nuke.
I hope this guy's on there. Julio.
Yes, Julio Jones. Julio Jones, week 15. Chase, rep.
Mike Evans.
Sir, Mike Evans, week 3 and week 8.
Tyreek.
Nope.
Of course not.
I'm loving John in this game because I was going to say Tyreek.
Why would any of the good wide receivers ever finish as wide receiver one? Doesn't make sense. I know what my next answer is. It's going to be gross, and I think it might be right.
And it's going to be right.
It is going to be right. But I know it's gross. I was trying to save it, and I can't save it anymore.
I have two guys, one more obvious. I'll go with the
Is anything obvious anymore?
That's true. So maybe I'll go with the other guy that I think may have blown up one week like he did just recently. Tyler Lockett.
Yes, sir. Tyler Lockett.
Now I'm curious if the one I was going to say is wrong.
Week 9. Chase, you're up.
Diggs.
Yep. Stephon Diggs, week 6.
Damn, all right, I'm just going to go with Sammy season.
Diggs. Seriously, that's the obvious one. He's the wide receiver 1 week 1 every single week. Every single year.
Not the obvious one. Okay. If you have to choose who gets wide receiver one, Sammy, Michael Thomas, Nuke, or Tyreek,
2 years in a row. 2 years in a row, Sammy Watkins, week 1. He was the wide receiver one.
It's still not the obvious answer.
That's me, right?
Yes. John has 1 point with two X's. Rocky has two points with one X. And Chase has 3 points with him.
Okay, this is probably going to be wrong because he's a very, very, very good wide receiver who they apparently don't finish the week as wide receiver one. Devontae Adams.
I wrote him down and he's the one that I said, oh, wait, he was hurt a bunch last year.
Yes, he was hurt a bunch last year and he was not a wide receiver one, wide receiver one at all.
He felt like a sucker bet.
Two X's for you.
But don't worry about it because I took a lot of sucker bets. Stupid me, DeAndre Hopkins and Tyreek Hill, thinking they might have been wide receiver one.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
But this one is insanely, clearly insanely less obvious than the running backs.
Yeah.
Well, that's why week 8 was weird because it was the opposite for week 8 this year. But I'm going Marvin Jones Jr. I'm just going to take him off the board before anybody else does.
They didn't have him written down, but yes, Marvin Jones Jr. Week 7. He always has 1 week where he catches 6 touchdowns.
Definitely did not have him written down.
I did not have him written down either.
I just wanted to make sure I got him off the board. It was going to be my sleeper at the end, but then I got kind of like a little bit nervous. Insecure. Yeah.
Have you been listening to John and Rocky? There's nothing for you to feel insecure about.
Hey, that's why I busted out Sammy. I'll go Thielen.
You shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, he was hurt a lot last year.
Don't care.
So, John, you are eliminated. Rocky, you have two. Chase, you have four. Rocky has one X.
I have four more names written down. I'm curious how many of them.
I have one X or two X's?
You have two X's.
Oh, God. This could be it.
How many wide receivers are left?
7.
And I only have 4 written down.
And they're probably all wrong, so don't worry about it.
I bet it's 50-50.
I'll go Chase, 50-50.
You're up. It was me.
No, it was Rocky. Oh,
sorry, Rocky just took forever. I just thought he went and
I think he went off for a game against the Eagles because everyone did last year. Amari?
That's one. I have that one written down.
Yeah, that's one. That's part of the 50% that's wrong.
Yes! Keep it on my streak, baby.
Chase wins this round.
Wait, do I get a chance to accumulate more points? Or does that not matter?
Points don't even matter anymore because you won, but do you want to give a couple of guesses?
Yeah, I've got Cortland Sutton.
Nope.
Oh, did not have him.
Kenny Galladay.
I did have him.
Oh, I had Ridley.
I had Ridley. Yep. Oh man, Shark. I'm on fire. Shark, I had him too. Be
you're,
wrong.
You're so bad.
AJ Brown.
All four of the ones I had were wrong.
Wait, who are they? Go ahead and name them off because I'm tired of guessing now. I had like Ross and Deontay Johnson.
Let's think a little bit longer. Who?
Week two was DeMarcus Robinson.
Oh, definitely. Actually, I do remember that because he went off after Sammy went off.
Yep. I remember that clearly. Will Fuller in week five.
There's always got to be a Will Fuller week. Yeah. That makes sense.
Christian Kirk.
Oh, yeah. Week 10. Oh, Will Fuller.
Oh, I remember that.
I remember Christian Kirk.
Will Fuller.
Wait, I think he had like three TDs.
Yeah, he was like a DFS chalk play that week, too.
John Brown in week 11.
Don't remember that at all.
Beat the Patriots, I think.
Devontae Parker in week 13.
That was a gettable one.
I actually should have gotten that. I got Fitzpatrick in the quarterback one. I should have been able to line it up with a wide receiver.
Manny Sanders in week 14.
Yeah, obviously. I missed that.
Never one of my homeboys, Tyler Boyd, in week 16.
That's actually,
No, but we never would have guessed that. We never would have guessed that.
Who was the Bengals quarterback in week 16?
Even I wouldn't have gotten it.
Literally,
it was Dalton again, I think.
Yeah, they went back to Dalton.
Oh, that was when they went back.
Yeah, to they Dalton. Went Dalton, okay. Finley back to Dalton, yeah.
All right, well, we have to do tight ends because Rocky didn't win that.
Oh, my God.
So, actually, no, because, Chase can win.
What's the order
if Chase
here?
Wins, we tie, and I give up.
And I just play and I just play spoiler. No, they just both get credit for a half a game. It's fine.
Yeah. All right, so since Chase won that one, he gets to go first. We're going to go Chase, John, Rocky. Tight ends, we have 11.
Oh, my God.
No way, really?
Yep.
Okay, cool. All right, let's go Kittle first.
Yes, sir, George Kittle. He was only week 15. Am I looking at that right? Yeah.
Wow. I got lucky.
There's going to be some rando names in here.
I thought we were talking about last season.
We are talking about last season.
I love it. That's amazing.
John, you're up.
Kelsey.
What?
Travis Kelsey?
Oh, I didn't hear what you said.
Okay.
Yes. Travis Kelsey.
Travis Kelsey did not get one tight end 1 week. I just quit.
He did. God. 1 week. Okay. Week 11.
Only 1 week? That's actually... Yikes. Oh, my.
I'll go the next obvious guy, Mark Andrews.
Yes, sir. Mark Andrews. Week 2 and week 10. Chase, back to you.
Darren Waller?
I thought that was going to be the one that stumped people, but yes, Darren Waller. Week 3, week 7.
Come on.
Oh, Mark Andrews is also week 16. John, you're up.
Oh, shit. I have to guess again? Austin Hooper. He had some good weeks.
He did. He had one tight end 1 week in week 4.
He only had one tight end 1? Yikes.
Well, he finished out as what, tight end 2 before he got hurt?
He got hurt.
So is that me or Chase?
Rock.
Zach Ertz.
Well, yeah, you got to name an Eagles player. How does that feel? Yes, Zach Ertz.
Back when he was good.
Yep, week 9 and week 14. Oh, and week 12.
Wait a second.
All right, Chase, you're up.
Noah Fant up against the Browns.
Nope.
Ah!
Your first X. John, you're up.
I'm going to go obvious one. Tyler Higbee, I think, dominated.
That was
yep,
great.
At the end
that
of the season, week 13.
I forgot about that. That was great. Great pick.
It raised his tight end premium value immensely.
Way too high. Rocky.
How many firsts is he worth?
Let's try. I feel like this is going to be wrong, but Evan Ingram.
No,
somebody said Ertz, right?
Week 1.
Ingram?
Ingram.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody said Ertz. Three left and 1 week each. Chase, you're up.
Did somebody say Travis Kelsey yet? That's all I need to know. Okay, cool. All right. So, oh man, this one's tough. I'm going to go. Oh, I can't say. No, I can't say Hockenson. I'm going to get Johnny Smith.
No, he did not do that at all last year.
I'm actually wondering if. Oh man.
Well, you're up, John. So just say it.
No, I don't want to say it.
Say it.
Now, I'm going to go with the guy I think might have had like one big week and then got hurt. I can't remember if it was 2 years ago, though. The big Montana, Will Dissly.
Ooh.
He did not get a title.
I had him on my list.
At some point he had like, was it 2 years ago? Didn't he have like some huge monster week at some point?
Beginning of the year, yeah.
Must have been 2 years ago. Dang.
It's me, right?
Yeah, it rocks up.
I know he scored a lot of touchdowns.
Wait, slow down.
Slow down.
It's really funny that everyone did just sort of freeze for a second when he said that.
Jordan Reed. No.
I'm going to try Jared Cook.
No, sir.
Oh, that was my safety play. Damn it.
Jared Cook just chased you up with two X's.
I'm done. I think I'm done on this one.
If Chase loses, the game's over, by the way.
I have one. I have a guess.
Well, but the game's not super over. The game's not over yet. Chase still gets to go.
I know, but
Shaq Toll is way too loose. I'm going to go. Oh, God, I hate saying this. Eric Ebron.
No, sir. That was 2 years ago where he mattered.
Yeah, we got all the touchdowns.
Rocky wins the night.
I think we have.
Oh, are we going to do the trade game?
We're going to do it.
We're still going to
do it. We're going to do it.
My next guest was Gesicki. Was he on there?
No.
I have. Didn't Hawk have like one huge week?
Yeah, but he still wasn't the tight end one. He was the tight end two. Like that was like week one.
Week one, yeah.
Yeah.
What about like a rando like Trey Burton? Did he bust in and have like some weird like? Hey,
no, he was hurt the entire season.
I rushed and I passed for a touchdown in the same game. How many do we have left?
Three.
Is there some rando Jags tight end?
Like not the Jaguars. No.
Okay. Are these all random guys?
You know their names.
Bray?
O.J. Howard?
No. Well, I mean, we are degenerates that will know a lot of their names.
Kyle Rudolph?
Nope.
Irv Smith Jr.? No.
There were some weird Jets tight ends.
Hunter Henry.
Hunter Henry. Yeah. Hunter Henry in week 6.
We didn't say Hunter Henry.
Dumb. Oh, my God. When he came back from injury. That was like the given.
Yeah. All right. That we named his teammate.
Oh, hold on. Did Chase name the teammate?
I don't remember.
No, there was somebody that went. Somebody.
Hurst?
Oh, no. Gerald Everett?
Yes, Gerald Everett.
Oh, okay. No, I named Higbee. There was somebody Chase named, right. And I was like, oh, wait, no, I don't think it was him. I think it was his teammate.
Okay, and the one that no one's going to get is Darren Fells.
Obviously.
Yeah, happening.
The obligatory, hey, if Houston ever drafts a tight end, they're going to do this every week.
I still have Kahale Warring on all of my taxes.
I still have
a bunch of them.
Aikens is going to be the answer.
Okay, so now it's time for the trade game. I almost said the name game. You want to play another name game? I don't have
one. Yes, please.
No.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yep.
If I had another one ready, I would actually just go right to it. But no, we are going to do
you
the.
You know you have one half ready. Give us one clue.
I got nothing right in the name.
Give us
right.
one clue. You
ready, you ready for my Star Wars one, John?
Yes. You do it? Bust it out, Russ, because you're never doing a full Star Wars episode. So, yes. Give us one clue, man.
All right, check it out. This was part of because I always do a Devy one, like right before
this
the draft.
So gross. Oh wait, now I have to know Devy stuff too.
Well, you know, you know this person. Okay. Oh, well, you're not going to get it anyway. What's the
That's
difference?
True.
Jabba the Hutt's assistant slash translator, and Alabama running back.
I even went straight to an Alabama running back, Najee Harris, when you said Devy. And I still don't know the Star Wars character.
Yeah, I didn't even. I don't know.
I told you.
I know. I can picture the guy you're talking about. No. I don't know his name.
He has the long like, worm thing.
Yeah,
that
the big like yeah. Tentacle
some Star Trek that end or some Star Trek character that ends in nah.
Bib Fortuna.
Bib
Fortuna D. Harris.
That once you said it.
Oh, Fortuna is a Star Wars character.
Bib Fortuna.
Bib Fortuna.
So the way I did this a little differently is instead of me giving you a player and you giving me another player to match that guy's value, I'm going to give you two players and you're going to have to bridge the difference in trade value that I pulled from yesterday from the DLF trade analyzer.
And set up your Google sheet for it.
Okay. I absolutely did set up my Google sheet with math and with data validation. So I could it autofills the name as I start to type it and then a VLOOKup to
nice.
The value.
Nice.
Wait,
are we going point wise?
I am glad I already won twice because I like I said I hate these point total ones. I suck at them.
No, I because this always takes forever with me having to like control F and look for values and go between tabs. No, I set this up.
Wait, are we going point value wise, or how does this?
See, I don't care. How long
yeah, I'll takes, explain.
I'm just like, screw that editor guy. He can just cut all this out.
Yeah, that too. So the way we're going to do it is I'm going to give you two names, and then you're going to give me a player to bridge the gap between those two guys. And it's just the closest to that value wins and gets the point for that round.
No picks.
I guess technically you could if you wanted. But no picks. You cheat. No picks. No.
I'm literally asking.
Because I know you were thinking it.
So basically, the player you need to add to the lower guy to equal the higher guy.
Yeah. I like this. That's a good way to do trade game, Russ. It's fun.
I like that, too.
I'm going to get this.
All right. So, again, Rocky just is going to go first every single time because Rocky. He just keeps winning.
So the winner of the trade game wins the night, right? That's what you said? Okay.
Let's go on.
Screw you guys. I win the night. Okay. So first two players, Saquon Barkley and Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
When did you do this?
Yesterday. I really should have left it to the values from week one.
Oh, that would be disgusting. That would not even be fun.
Is the first one the upper hand?
Not always.
Saquon and Clyde.
It'd be too easy if I gave you the higher or lower one first every single time. So you have to give me a player that would make Saquon Barkley's and Clyde Edwards-Helaire's value equal.
Who's what are we? Do we have an order?
Rocky goes first, then John, then Chase, because that's the order we've pretty much been going in.
I have no idea. I will say Adam Thielen.
Huh. I'm going with a wide receiver that I think is a similar value to that. The first name that popped in my head was Marquise Brown.
Okay, and Chase, you're up.
Yeah, I was going to go a little bit lower than that because CH hype is real. Although Le'Veon Bell...
He did this today.
Yeah, that kind of screwed everything up. Gonna go Preston Williams, but I think I'm gonna back that off and I'm gonna go Devontae Parker.
I actually think we all chose guys in really close range.
Yeah, that's what I
you guys like sort of, but you're all super far away. All right.
But we're all close to each other, that's what matters.
Sort of. Yes.
We're touching each other. It's cool.
So Saquon Barkley.
Is that another edit?
No, I'm leaving that in. Saquon Barkley is 704.7 points. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is 573.8 points for a difference of 130.9.
So wait, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is more?
No, Saquon's more.
Oh, sorry, I misheard. I thought you said 400.
Take another swig.
704.7,
573.8. Okay, gotcha. Sorry. No, that's my second drink. Stop. I'm actually not drinking that much tonight. I'm trying to stay focused.
So... We have in.
We need to have an intervention. Intervention.
After all of that bragging about my spreadsheet, I did the math wrong. Yeah, I absolutely did. I didn't actually test any of it. So the difference, you needed to get 130.9 points. In last place is John.
Yeah,
Marquise Brown is 236.1 points. So a difference.
Wait, he's the most valuable?
Yeah.
Of the ones?
Oh, yeah.
He's young.
And next was Rocky with Adam Thielen. He gave 192. That's a difference of 60-something. And then Chase Waynes with Devontae Parker, who at 163.3, a difference of about 30.
Man, I will take Thielen over Marquise Brown. Anybody send me that offer, I'll take Thielen.
For real? Thielen has like 2 years left in his career.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
I'm with John.
Oh, I see what I did wrong. I'm getting a lot
more points right now.
I wasn't scrolled down all the way, so that was actually supposed to be the third game.
Oh my god, this kid.
There you go. So on the plus side, I did in fact do my spreadsheet correctly.
Yay! The viewers at home are so excited for you.
Yes, thank you everybody. Thank you.
The overwhelming applause, it's so loud.
All right, so I'm going to highlight that so I don't read it again. And let's do the next one. And this is Superflex, by the way. So we are going to do Patrick Mahomes and Dak Prescott. So Chase won that round. So let's Chase go first.
This is tough. And Superflex, I'm going to go with Shark.
That's a good guess.
DJ Shark?
Yep.
Second place was Rocky. So, Rocky, you're up.
That was quick. I don't even know how I came up with that so quick. That was just weird. It was like intuition. Let's see if I got that right.
That's how Marquise Brown
We get to see
me.
How good your intuition is.
I don't know why Marquise Brown hit me out of nowhere. Like, and it was clearly wrong. So
it's probably going to hate me because everybody's high on Shark.
I don't think Shark's enough.
I have so much trouble figuring these out. I will go between Dak and Mahomes.
Oh, shucks.
If Shark's too much, this is going to be too much. I'm going to say Sutton.
Oh, man. I think Sutton's closer than Shark. To get from Dak, who's now hurt, to Mahomes.
Well, Dak ended up in Denver this year, or 2021. So
you're starting with this again already?
It's not cheap. It's definitely not cheap to get from Dak to Mahomes.
Stop stalling.
I'm trying to think of a wide receiver that's great. Why are we're all stuck on wide receiver? I'm gonna go Josh Jacobs. I'm gonna go Josh Jacobs. I'm gonna throw a
what?
Running back
out. Oh, that's a little high, I think. People love Josh Jacobs.
That is a little high. All right. So
I wanted to switch it up and he was the first running back that hit me.
Yeah, you went way too far.
Should have gone like Melvin Gordon probably.
That wouldn't have been enough. Okay, so Patrick Mahomes is 925.4. And Dak Prescott is 520.4, a difference of 405.
Yeah. That's a big difference.
Wow. Yeah.
That is a big difference. I
mean, it is hard. Not quite the Josh Jacobs of 601.5 points for a difference of 196.5.
What was my difference? That's not huge.
196.5. Yeah, when DJ Chark at 259.5 gives a difference of 145.5.
Yeah.
But Cortland Sutton at 340.9. A difference of 64.1.
Yeah.
So Rocky won that one. Yeah, you guys were.
You get double digits on this game. You nailed.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome, Rocky. For giving you.
Good job, Rocky.
I just tried to go above Sharks, so you did help me out.
Yeah,
I tried to go above Sutton, but I went too far above. I shouldn't have switched positions.
After Dak Prescott ends up, you know, over there in Denver with Cortland Sutton, it's going to be a bomb. It's going to be a bomb.
I'm sure Locke had a really nice game this week.
He did. He had a very he was dancing on the sideline. Like, come on, stop, dude.
He's got to be happy about something. Just let the guy dance. All right. So next we have Kenny Golladay and Keenan Allen. Rocky, you go first since you won the last one.
Higher.
I know.
I know which one's higher, but I'm not. Keenan Allen, Kenny Golladay, I will say, I have no idea. Gurley.
Whoa.
No.
All right. Who's next?
Chase came in second place. So let's do Chase.
Let's do, Golladay.
Hold on. Mute your mic, Rocky. There you go.
Let's do Golladay and Montgomery. I know a lot of people hate Montgomery. I know a lot of people love Montgomery. I was going to go another wide receiver on this. But yeah, Golladay for Allen and Montgomery.
Okay, John, you're up.
So we're paying up from Allen to get Golladay?
Wait, this is Dynasty, right? Or is this redraft?
Dynasty.
This is Dynasty.
This is Dynasty game night,
yeah,
Chase.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I'm saying. Why would you question that?
I honest to God want to say like, Trent fucking Richardson, so I have zero. But I probably have to name a guy that's in the analyzer, right?
That would help.
Andy Dalton. $1, Bob. I'm going with the $1, Bob strategy here.
And it was absolutely the right strategy.
Yes, it was, because there's not that much of a difference.
And the funny part is Andy Dalton's too much.
Wait, with Trent, how close would Trent Richardson have been?
I mean, at zero, you would have been closer.
Actually,
you got closer than Trent Richardson.
Dude, Keenan Allen has at least 3 years left, and he is
very, very good.
Justin Herbert just straight up loves Keenan Allen. I'm good.
Kenny Golladay is worth 349.1.
What's Golladay's contract?
Keenan Allen is worth 282, a difference of 67.1. David Montgomery is worth 228, so that's a 161 difference. Todd Gurley is worth 174, so that's a 107 difference. Andy Dalton is worth 121, so it's a difference of 54.
How is Andy Dalton worth 121? That's the most shocking thing to me tonight.
He was almost a starting quarterback when I did this.
Well, it's a super flex, too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay, so we're going to do one more. Because this...
I should have said Trevor Siemian.
You should have said Trevor Siemian. Let's do a fun one of Daniel Jones and DJ Moore.
We actually can talk about that. Some people do, believe it or not, to actually take some takeaways. Chase, why do you think it's so crazy to think that Keenan Allen is almost equal to Kenny Galladay?
Kenny Galladay's like going to be locked in for about a 5-year contract up this year, and so, Keenan Allen
after this year. Okay, go on.
Yeah, he's already disgruntled about the way their contract talks are going.
Yeah, it is what it is. But he's going to get locked into any contract, and Matt Stafford might not be long for Detroit. They just need a 5-year contract.
Chase has such a long-term, like a real long-term way of thinking about this that, John, we just do very short windows to try and
where, win a year. Like, where would he end up like that would actually be a negative for him?
Like 3 years from now, I totally understand Galladay being...
He would never end up in Green Bay. They don't spend money on wide receivers.
Like, do you really not think that Keenan Allen would be better than Kenny Galladay for the next 2 years?
No, absolutely not. Like, Keenan Allen's been a back end finisher of what, wide receiver 15, wide receiver 18 for the past few years. It's something else where you're picking a. Yeah, but Galladay, when he actually plays a full season, is top 10. So it's something else where, like, Galladay is in a much better situation, and he's only 23 years old.
What season did he finish top 10?
Last year.
Okay. So he's got how many?
Maybe the past 2 years. No, it was last year. He was on pace to finish it too before he got hurt. Anyways, John, the reality is this guy is a prototypical, you know, wide receiver X. And he's somebody that could actually be a top end, you know, wide receiver going forward. Meanwhile, Keenan Allen is a slot wide receiver, which is great. I love Jamison Crowder. I love Keenan Allen. But I'd much rather have a prototypical wide receiver X, you know, at the helm. Meanwhile, if he ends up in a better situation than what he has over there in Detroit, it could be luminous. Like, he could light shit up. So
if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, every day would be, what is it, Vertodonkin Day?
That's great. Which situation is worse than what the Chargers have had?
I actually love the situation with the Chargers now where Justin Herbert only looks at Keenan Allen. That's all he looks at.
Like, Kenny Galladay was wide receiver 9 in points per game last year.
Yeah, Kenny Galladay's a shit. Like, what was Keenan Allen?
8.
Yeah, it's something I swear, like, you're literally going to...
That is my favorite part of the night!
Wait, why is it whoops?
Because Keenan finished earlier.
Plus, you know how much I care about how people have finished in the past.
Yes, yeah.
But, like... And... The fact that he was even better is funny.
No, in 2018, points per game, Galladay was 19, Keenan Allen was 11.
Oh, shit. You're going to make me, like, have the argument. Why am I defending Keenan Allen like Jarvis Landry defenders defend Jarvis to me? Like, oh, my God.
All right, so before Rocky passes away from boredom, because he's sitting here on mute because his mic is screwed up.
You can't just leave this open-ended. No, the whole point of the fact is that this is the best outcome for Keenan Allen is him finishing.
It's better than Galladay. He's been better than Galladay for 2 years.
Galladay's the third-year guy. Like, we look at Keenan Allen, he's what, six or seven?
Dude, 8? You can't play for 3 or 4 years from now in Dynasty. That's a losing strategy. It's terrible. It's the worst way to play Dynasty. It's fucking terrible when people lose that way.
Tell my fantasy teams that, because I've literally won championship after championship. I won $9,600 over the past 2 years in Dynasty.
I don't care about your totals. That doesn't matter.
Daniel Jones and DJ Moore.
All right. Oh, man.
John goes first.
All right. Daniel Jones. This is Superflex, I assume, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I can't even think. Superflex. Oh, man. I don't know which one I'd want. Again, good job, Russ. You're doing a good job on
Gus Edwards.
That would have been a really good answer for the last one.
That's why I went for it on this one, because I don't know which one I want in a super flex, so I figure they're close.
Next is Rocky.
How about now?
It doesn't matter. Just go. This is the last one anyway.
This is the first year I've ever actually bought in the Keenan Allen, to be honest. It's just funny to me that, like,
I agree they're close. I'm going to say Philip Lindsay.
All right, and Chase.
Dude, I love DJ Moore. That's what you said, right? DJ Moore versus Daniel Jones?
Yes. My wife just wooed, so things are happening.
Did you marry a woo girl?
I didn't think I did.
You get that reference?
Yes.
Okay. Dude, Daniel Jones is not even on the board for me. So I'm a little bit nervous about this one.
But it's super flex.
Yep.
Russ, I did get an alert 5 minutes ago that New Jersey voters have approved recreational marijuana. So I don't know if that has...
That might be it. I'm going to be honest. That absolutely might be it.
I get news alerts on my phone.
Right? Oh, we can't even get it on the ballot in fucking Kentucky. Goddamn tobacco Kentucky.
Dude, I would need something like insane. I don't think I'm gonna be on the board on this one.
But that's the thing about this game. It's not what
it's not what you need. It's what
you have to think about what the community.
Yeah, consensus is.
Yes, that's.
But Daniel Jones is like my quarterback, like 30. So it's like I don't even want him.
It doesn't matter what quarterback he is.
All right, I'll say Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert's got to be super high in that calculator or that analyzer at this point.
I just like DJ Moore is my wide receiver 3 on Dynasty right now, or 4.
All right, so DJ Moore is worth 454.4 points.
What?
Daniel Jones is worth 242.5. So a difference of 211.
That's further than I thought, too.
I would have thought they'd been closer just because it's super flex. That's how people treat it.
Yeah, but he's like, I can't give you
anything. Doesn't matter if he's good or not. That doesn't matter.
Yeah, it really
doesn't matter.
So Daniel, Justin Herbert is worth 535.4 with a difference of 323. Philip Lindsay is worth 85.5, a difference of 297. And
that's higher than Gus Edwards, so he's got it.
Gus Edwards is 14.4, a difference of 226. Mm-hmm.
I was just trying to be close. Dang, I was good on being close. Nice job, Rocky, there.
I think I did my math wrong on this. Oh, yeah. Whoops. My bad. Hold on. Let me. Okay. Who cares? It doesn't matter. This game didn't even count.
Rocky won it.
Rocky wins. Rocky wins everything. Rocky is the champion.
Rocky wins everything except the best mic contest.
There is no way that's how that song goes, Russ.
Did you ever watch Chicken Little?
I have seen Chicken Little.
That's how he sings. I am the champion. That's what he does. That's how he sings it. And that's how.
Okay.
Yes, because I watch freaking Disney movies. That's what I do.
Chicken Little, a Disney movie?
Yeah. Because they make fun of all the other Disney movies in the beginning. He's like, how should we begin this movie? Ah, the book. Everybody's done the book. And then they do. No. We've done that too. Okay, well, thank you for hopefully getting this far into this episode of Dynasty Game Night to get to the end of it. Hopefully you're still listening. I don't know.
Oh god, this podcast confirms I'm not nearly as smart as 99% of the people out there. I just do more
Mark
work
has
than
nothing to do with this show.
Yes. This show is not a measure of intelligence.
No, not at all. This is why John likes it so much. It is literally game theory and stupidity.
It's not even game theory because that doesn't even win on this show.
Last year,
this is a show based on a bunch of subjective information. It's horrible.
It's my way of being horrible a little vindictive game. And getting people to give the wrong answers. That's what this show is.
We should play Monopoly one time.
No, I'm terrible at that. I don't put myself in positions to lose. Well, thank you for listening to Dynasty Game Night, a member of the DLF family of podcasts. That is Chase at FF_intervention, John Bosch at Empire FFL, and Rocky at Dynasty FF Addict. Thank you and good night.
Let the games begin. Let the games begin.